The following segment on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM is sponsored by First Alliance Credit Union. Good morning and welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Tauble and Robin Freese from the First Alliance Credit Union. So, Jenna, what are we going to talk about today? I guess we talked about last week the differences between a credit union and a bank, and we mentioned we're going to kind of start to tackle credit scores.
Yes.
What is a credit score?
Yeah, so that's what we are talking about this week. So credit scores, just to kind of give you a really brief description of what those are. So a credit score is kind of your numerical representation of what's on your credit report. So your credit score and your credit report are two different things. So your credit report is what lists out all of your different loans that you either currently have or have had, any bankruptcies you've had. Hopefully you haven't had those, but if you have, they're on there. Whether or not you've made on-time payments, things like that. That's all information that's listed out on your credit report. And then the different credit bureaus will take all of that information and plug it into these really complex formulas that nobody actually really knows except the credit reporting bureaus. And then they kind of calculate this number, which is your credit score.
And pass judgment on you.
And they do. Yeah. And of course, yeah, the higher the credit score you have, the better. Usually the range is about 300 up to about 850. But it depends on the scoring model that's being used.
And higher?
Higher is better.
Okay. So we met you last week.
We did.
You're the marketing specialist from First Alliance Credit Union. But we haven't met Robin yet. Robin Freese.
Hi.
So maybe you could do some introductions here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, with First Alliance, I am actually the organizational development and trainer. So like Jenna alluded to offline here, I know all. So
she does.
Even the mysterious credit radiance.
Well, as much as can be expected.
Okay. Well, why don't we start with the definition of credit scores? We already know that they're numerical and higher is better, but maybe you could tell us more about these ranges that the scores can be in. You know, we always hear bad credit rating and good credit rating, and we got the basics of high, low, but the range is in there, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that can be confusing. Jenna alluded to a scoring model. Each scoring model kind of has its own range. Each one of the three credit bureaus uses two scoring models. So depending on which model they're using and which credit report, you might see a different range of scores. Now, people also sometimes see at their financial, they may have a letter grade behind that too. Really, that letter grade is for financials. That's what we use to put you in some kind of range to figure out what kind of interest rate you qualify for.
Okay.
So if you see those two things, that's kind of what the difference is. And as you alluded to, there's good credit, bad credit. Well, what does that mean? What range does that put you in? Definitely 720 and above is kind of the consensus. That's excellent credit. You're probably going to get what you're looking for. Then we have a range of 681 to 720. That's kind of your good credit. So you're doing the right things, but maybe there's something your financial can help you do a little bit better. 621 to 680, that's okay credit. Again, maybe some bumps along the way. We all know that life happens. And then there's also scores that typically are 620 and below. That's what we consider poor credit. But don't fear, First Alliance is here to help you.
That's what we're all about. That's Good Money Moves, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so backing up to the ranges. I get it. If I've got that 720 and above, I'm magic, right?
I go
to any store and I want to buy something or, you know, apply for the mortgage. I'm probably going to not go through a big hassle in order to get credit.
Correct.
But so let's say I'm a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. What can that mean in practical terms for a consumer? I mean,
in practical terms, that means maybe a little bit higher interest rate. Through the whole loan process, we may be asking you additional questions about your credit. We want to know what happened to get you where you are. Like I mentioned before, life happens. So tell us about that. We can help you with that or help you to raise your credit score a little bit.
But you're probably going to get the loan. If I got something about
saying, nothing is ever guaranteed in life now.
Depends on the answers to your questions, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so we dip down into that good range where I'm, under 680 and that.
then you kind of move into that okay range.
Does that mean I'm going to probably have to do some things at that point in order to get a loan?
Again, more documentation. Just on the lender side, again, more questions probably. We may ask you to provide proof of pay stubs so we can verify income, or if you've entered into some kind of repayment program, maybe some collection item on your account, we may ask you for a letter that shows that you're in this repayment plan with them.
And then we get down to the poor section. That's when.
Oh, that's what First Alliance loves. We want to see these people. That's our opportunity to help educate you and,
made these
get
mistakes.
You to fantastic credit. Yes.
Okay, so we kind of briefly touched on the things that are included in that credit score. Maybe we can cover them more in depth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, if I have a car loan, that would be part of it.
Yes, absolutely. So there's kind of five things that credit score or that credit reporting agencies look at to come up with your score. Mm-hmm. And each area has a little ticks and twists to it that comes up with that percentage of your score. First one definitely being payment history. That's probably the biggest one. That's about 35% of your credit score.
I would have thought it would have been a lot more than that.
Well, like I said, five things, and we all know that has to equal 100, right?
So it's not everything. You could have made all your payments in time and still not get that perfect score.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's things like amounts owed, and that really, that is a lot of revolving debt being used. The more you use on your credit cards, the lower your score may be. It's related to something we like to call capacity. And in this whole credit reporting world, we'd have no idea what kind of algorithms they're using. This is one thing we actually can pinpoint. For every dollar or $100 spent on your credit cards, you can equate that to one credit point. So whether you use more, you might lose some points, or you use less, you might gain some points.
Does that even count if it's paid off at the end of every cycle?
If you're paying it off at the end of every cycle, you are doing a fantastic job. You probably have that 720 or higher credit score.
So it's not, that probably won't count against you.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. It's when you leave it on there and you actually use the borrowing capacity of the card.
Correct. That means your capacity is hopefully we say 100%, right? another piece of your credit score is also your length of credit. So how long you've had each one of those trade lines. Obviously, the longer, the better. And every time you apply for new credit, your credit score basically gets divided by the number of trade lines. So that can initially lower a credit score, too, until that new credit has a chance to get some meat behind it or some time behind it.
Oh, really?
So, absolutely.
So you could have picked up another card, and that could explain a dip.
Correct. And as long as you're using it correctly and you give it some time, quite frankly, is really behind every piece on this credit card, is time, your credit score, it could definitely raise or lower your score.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
And that kind of that's not as much weight. That's only 15% of your credit. The next one would be obviously new credit. So I kind of already touched on that. Just opening those new trade lines can make a difference. That's only about 10% of your credit score, though.
Okay. Question for you.
Yeah.
You mentioned revolving credit, the credit
cards. Yes.
And then I'm thinking about like a car loan or mm-hmm. home improvement loan.
Absolutely.
Does that type of loan affect the credit rating? If I'm making all my payments on the big ones and I mess up on a small one, or, you know, vice versa, I mean, does that
factor
into it?
Absolutely. A credit report is really made up of a combination of revolving debt, installment debts, your mortgage loans, and each one kind of has its spot in the credit reporting, if you will. So definitely revolving debt can make the quickest impact if we were to pinpoint something. Okay. And again, because it speaks to that capacity again. You know, the more you use, maybe the lower your credit score, the less you use, the higher your credit score is going to be on that. And that's really, those are immediate changes. Versus your installment loans and your mortgage loans, those kind of carry a little bit more weight. So because they do have an expected payoff date, it's not like revolving, it doesn't bounce back and forth between from month to month.
So, well, we're going to keep talking about this. Credit scores and credit reports with Robin Fries. and Jenna Tubble from First Alliance Credit Union. It's all part of Good Money Moves, Saturday morning, of course, on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. But also, if you want to catch this program, hear it again, or you want to listen to one of the previous podcasts, just go to KROCnews.com. And right along the trendy bar, you'll see local podcasts. Click on that, and you'll find Good Money Moves. Again, we'll be back in just a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Good morning, and welcome back to Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell, and I'm with Jenna Tauble, marketing specialist, and Robin Freese from the First Alliance Credit Union. And we're talking credit scores. I'm like almost everybody else. I'm mystified by this whole business and these credit rating agencies, the credit bureaus, as we call them, are kind of like these almighty organizations that can either roll out the red carpet or destroy my life.
Accurate description.
Sometimes it feels that way. You know, you hear these horror stories, and especially if you're young or got yourself into trouble and you're trying to establish credit and good credit. And I know that's what Good Money Moves is all about.
It is.
That just learning about what the credit score is all about is probably really important to have that foundation. And we kind of covered some of the real basics in the previous segment before we got back here. And we touched on payment history. And, okay, most of us can figure that out, that I make my payments on time and up to the full amount. But are there other things that are looked at by the credit agency besides just, you know, I'm on time and everything like that?
Absolutely. Another piece of that payment history are if you have any public records or collections that might be related to things you didn't pay. It can also be late payments, obviously, on the loans you have. It can be bankruptcies, foreclosures on any homes that you may have had at any point. I know we all talk about, you know, that 2008 home market crash. Yeah. So that's one that that's actually a common one we see a lot. Mm-hmm. There's also any kind of repossessions you may have had on vehicles. I know divorces always get kind of ugly, and we see a lot of those because, well, my husband was supposed to pay that, or my ex was supposed to take care of that. So we see a lot of repossessions. Any judgments that may be out there. So a credit card that you didn't pay 10 years ago has now gone through the legal system, and the court has ruled in favor of the debt collectors. Well, that's now a judgment on your credit report. That can make a difference on that payment history, as well as any kind of garnishments that you may have had come down that are now taking from your paycheck. All those can go into that payment history, kind of the negative side of it, if you will.
Are there any positives? I mean, other than I pay my stuff on time, does it help your credit rating to pay off stuff early?
You know, it doesn't really help you to pay it off early, except for that interest rate.
Well,
you definitely can save yourself some money on that if you pay off early.
But you'll get plus points on the credit
score. You don't get plus points. And actually, we encourage you to pay out the length of your loan because that gives you a more extended period of payment history. Correct. Mm-hmm. So if you have that 60-month loan, now paying it off in 50 months probably won't make a difference, but maybe only paying it off in 36 months, that might make a difference. So,
and you mentioned amounts owed.
Correct.
Okay. I guess I'm going to try to let you explain this.
Does
the type of debt make a difference more so than the overall amount of debt?
It does. So we kind of can pinpoint this one. Revolving debt is a huge one on this. You know, with revolving debt, you use some, you pay it off, you have it available to you again. This is related to something we like to call capacity, or really your ability to spend, as we kind of look at it. And that's something where we can with 100% say that every percent you spend on your capacity is worth about one credit point. So if you have 100% available to you, well, that's 100 points positive on your credit score that we can say. So, you know, get those credit cards paid off. That's going to be your fastest way to increase your credit score.
Because really, that's the only one that you could really impact if you already had a mortgage, because the mortgage is the mortgage.
The mortgage is the mortgage. It's there for 15 or 30 years, right? But revolving debt, obviously, that can change month to month. So
figure out how to live on cash for a while.
Oh, that's the goal.
So we kind of also covered length of credit in more depth, because that would be your car and your mortgage payments would be the longer type debt.
Correct. It can also be your revolving debt, too. Think back to that first credit card that you have.
I'd rather not.
Maybe 20 years ago. That shows a great history on that. So it's really important to keep those longevity cards. You know, you might hear some people say, oh, well, close that. Or if you're not using it, closing it. There's some truth to that, to keep yourself from any kind of fraud, but you're also taking away that, like I said, that longevity or that long-standing credit history that you have. So it's really important to keep those cards for a long time.
How about if you have cards that you don't use at all, and you have the cards you do use, do those cards you don't use count against you in this capacity business?
They do, because the capacity is actually like all your cards added together. So you may have 5 cards, but you have $10,000 between all of them. That's your capacity. It's not by individual card.
Okay.
So if you close those cards, well, then you're decreasing your capacity to spend, essentially.
But I got to be careful, because I might decrease my length of time.
You absolutely, that's absolutely right. And you got to think about things, too. Those
cards. I need a flow chart.
Yeah. Those complicated formulas kind of sneaking back into this.
Yeah,
what should seem really straightforward is
helps.
Not.
Okay, the other one I wanted to ask you about that we haven't even talked about is I hear this, and I don't even know if it's true.
Okay.
That if I check my credit too often, I can hurt my credit rating by doing that. Is that kind of built into this as well?
It is somewhat built into it. So if you request a check on your credit report or credit score, that actually is something we call a soft pull. And because it's requested directly by you, really doesn't have any bearing on your credit score.
Okay.
So it's a good idea to definitely check your score.
Monitor. Okay.
Absolutely. And you get that one free time from each bureau a year. So if you kind of span that out over the whole year, you got 3 different bureaus. So you can pull it once every 4 months or so and really know what's going on your credit.
But if, just from what you gathered, if there's a soft pull, there must be a hard pull.
Absolutely. So hard pulls are what is requested by a financial to check your credit worthiness to see where you are. So those are considered hard pulls, anything by your financial for a loan.
Can they hurt me?
Yes, they can. Because, you know, we got some that don't, and so obviously some that are going to have to hurt you a little bit. So it's really important to pay attention to who is pulling your credit and for what. It may not seem like a lot. Usually it's only about anywhere between 3 and 5 credit points per pull. But think about if you have 12 of those over the course of a year, you could be looking at a lot of credit points that you're losing.
And that's happening every time I apply, I imagine, for credit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Wow. There's a lot to think about.
There is.
So we're with the Robin and Jenna from First Alliance Credit Union. It's Good Money Moves, and this is kind of the heart of this whole program, to learn about this sort of thing so we can kind of do better with our money.
Exactly. Navigate the waters.
Good Money Moves. And we get back, we'll talk more about checking and monitoring and that sort of thing with this credit report. And we kind of touched on it a little bit, but we'll cover that more in depth right after this on News Talk 1340. KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell, News Talk 1340, KROC AM. Robin Fries and Jenna Tauble from the First Alliance Credit Union with us this morning. We're talking about credit scores.
Yay.
And I'm learning much. We mentioned checking and monitoring your credit scores.
Yep.
And you kind of said you get free ones from the credit.
Yep.
Agencies.
One free one per reporting agency a year.
How do I access those? I guess easily would be the best way to describe it.
So you actually have a couple different ways. You can always do a quick online search and find a phone number you can call, and you can do a oral request. You could probably find their address and do a written request to them. What's become more popular, though, is there is a site called annualcreditreport.com. And that is just a way for you to online request it now, which they kind of consider a written request. But in the day and age we are, sometimes that's a lot easier for people now.
And you making this, as we referred to previously, as a soft request?
Correct. It's called a soft pull. So it has no bearing whatsoever on your credit report or your credit score, actually.
And each one of these agencies, how many are there?
There's three. So okay. We have TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian.
And none of them have local offices that you can go to. They're all just kind of...
Oh, wouldn't that be the dream?
Well, it used to be. I'm old enough. I remember you could go to the credit bureau office and talk to somebody, but that's not the case anymore.
Oh, that's just not the case anymore, unfortunately.
So if I get that credit report, what am I looking for when I look at that thing? Because other than we've covered the credit score... Is there other information I should be looking for?
There is. So your credit report actually has a lot of information on it. Not only does it have current address, but it probably has some of your past addresses on it as well. It can also include current employer and past employers. Super important to check those pieces just for accuracy. We want to make sure that they're reporting on the correct person. It obviously includes all the trade lines or all the loans that you've had over the years. And it typically can go back up to 15 years. So you might see something on there. So quite a while.
Do you ever hear of it finding mistakes on those, especially the loans?
Absolutely. Sort of I wouldn't say it's super common, but you can find mistakes on there. And that's really why it's a good idea to pull that credit report, just to make sure of the accuracy of items on there. And if you find something that's incorrect, well, then you can file a dispute with that credit bureau as well to maybe try to get that cleaned up a little bit. Might help your credit score a couple of points.
Might. So you mentioned the website. That sounds obviously the easiest way to do it. If
Correct.
I contact them in writing, do they actually send me a physical piece of paper that has it?
They will. They actually have, I believe it is up to 30 days to respond to your request, and you'll just get it in a nice manila envelope with all your information.
Go through the online services. Is that something that I get an email with, or do they
you
also?
You can request an email, or you can actually request a paper copy as well that way. So,
are there any other routes to kind of monitor this kind of thing that won't be a hard pull on me?
Those are your only options for soft pulls. Otherwise, there's always, if you're applying for new credit, have your lender go over your credit report with you. They have it right there in front of them, and they can certainly share that information with you.
How about these apps and things I keep hearing about?
So there's all kinds of free credit score apps. So you probably won't see a complete look at your credit report when you have these apps. So you're looking at your credit score, and occasionally they'll have some of your active trade lines will be pulled up there, but you won't see that full credit history like you would on a credit report. But it's still a very useful tool to help you kind of gauge where your credit score is at right now. Again, there's a ton of different apps out there. All kinds of financial institutions are now offering that in their apps and online. First Alliance is one of those. So in our mobile app and in our online banking, we provide you your free credit score, which is updated. It's usually you can update it daily, but usually your credit score doesn't change much from one month to the next. There's other places, too, that you can go, Credit Karma. If you're not a member at First Alliance, that's a free option. I think there's all kinds of stuff out there.
Some of the stuff, I'm going to get bombarded with ads in my inbox.
Most of those sites are used to kind of cross-sell you other opportunities for other credit cards, things like that. Ours isn't. We don't really do much cross-sell in that, so it's mostly just an educational tool for you. We offer some, different tips and advice on how to improve your credit score within that feature in our mobile banking and in our
The good
online.
Money moves.
Yes. Yeah.
So how useful is that just to know the score? I mean, obviously you know the range, which we talked about earlier in the program, and that's good to know, but is there something I should pay attention to? I'm imagining that if I see a sudden change, that would be the thing that an alarm bell would go off.
Yeah, absolutely. That's 100%. I mean, that's definitely your cue to see what's going on and to maybe pull that free report to say, what am I seeing that has made this change? May also trigger that you found out your spouse opened a card in your name. I don't know.
Something nefarious.
Now, I don't want to start any divorce proceedings here.
But it's important to know how much money you have in your account. It's this whole credit business, until you need it, people, I don't really think they understand how crucial it is.
Absolutely. And man, your credit can affect so many more things than just getting a loan. I mean, nowadays we see utility companies pulling credit. We see rental properties pulling your credit to see how worthy you are to rent. So it does. It can have a big impact across your life for all the things that you're trying to do.
And we will, in the future, talk more about the effects of all this activity on your credit score, your credit report, and your credit worthiness as part of Good Money Moves. And we'll have another program next week. And if you want to catch this program or our previous programs, be sure to visit KROCnews.com and click on local podcasts. Thanks, Jenna. Thanks, Robin.
Yeah, thanks, Andy.
Thank you for having us.
Do this again next week on Good Money Moves, News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.